I never knew about activism when I was doing sex work until I joined a group of sex workers that were organized by men who had funding by then. One time, a sex worker-led group came to our area to help us reorganize and lead ourselves. I was elected by other girls to lead the group. I was so excited. When we formed Crested Queen Lighters, I was so shy that I always feared to come up in public because sex work is illegal in Uganda. But one time, a friend of mine invited me to the meeting with the members of parliament. When I reached there, I got so scared. By the time came for me to speak, I really didn't know where I got the courage, and I talked about our security, health issues, and finally I got their attention. By the time the workshop ended, they came to me, asked different questions about sex work and why we decided to do it. And the media captured all that, and it was shown on TV all over our country. That's when my activism and feminism grew strong and stronger. And ever since then, different sex work LGBT organizations started inviting me to their meetings because they saw I had the potential to change the world.